All right, guys. Life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epstein, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Welcome. So good to be with you today. And go ahead and pause. Do what we do. Pause and express gratitude to yourself for showing up for yourself. All of you out there listening to this podcast have made some type of intentional decision to better yourself, just to live a better version of your own life and to bless the people around you. So thank you for showing up. We are here for you and we're grateful to do just that. All right. We are still focusing on our journaling practice. Okay. And as you know, we're going to be working from and kind of moving through the Plan to Recover mini journal. Okay. Written by yours truly and can be found on Amazon. Go ahead and order it. Follow along. You can look it up and kind of see some of the pages, but we're going to work on page 3 today and it's called Let's Get Moving. And I just want to spend some time in this very first section, the step 1 of establish a plan to recover. What does that mean? A plan to recover. What is recovery? Recovery, when we talk about it, it means the recovery of the authentic self, finding and attuning to the person that we were designed to be. Okay? Getting back to our creative state, getting back to ourself, finding that wholeness in who we are, and loving on all of our parts and integrating all of our parts to find that unique, authentic human of our design. Okay. That's what we are recovering. Okay. There are a lot of different forms of recovery that might need to take place to achieve that. And that's what the journal's for, is to really start to explore the journey of recovery and self-discovery. They can't not go together. Okay. They're not two separate things. As you start an active journey of recovery, that's what you recover, is your authentic self. You are discovering a sense of self, discovering, noticing, caring for, loving, attuning to that amazing, creative, unique spirit that you are. Okay. And that's what it's about. That's what it's about. We're going to hover just over this first part because this is a bullet journaling practice. We are advocates for all types of journaling practices because it gives you an opportunity to pause and come back to the self. We don't do that enough in our daily practices. So a journaling practice kind of holds us accountable to those moments of pause and reflection. So I don't care what journaling practice you're implementing. I really, really don't. I just hope that you will choose to engage in one on a daily basis, because it really can be transformational. And that's kind of like what we're about here. And I just want to then, you know, bring your attention back to this being a bullet journaling practice, which is a little bit of a different practice. And there is journaling. There are prompts. There are moments for pause and reflection and insight and an opportunity to, you know, forecast into tomorrow and build a brighter tomorrow today. So there's opportunities for that in your daily prompts. But when we first initiate this 90 days, we are looking at specific behaviors on a daily basis that we are going to track, that we are going to watch, that we are going to hold ourselves accountable to, and that at minimum, we're going to pay attention to. We're going to reflect back on them every day. You know, whether we achieved the goal, you know, or not is not important. What's important is that we're willing to look at it every single day. So on page 3, before you start to get into your daily journaling practice, you do establish 3, only 3, please don't do more than 3, because this is a 90-day journal. You have opportunities to touch on more, to automate new healthy habits as you go through the year, as you go through your life, okay? Let's not get overzealous, all right? We have the tendency to do that. So we're going to choose 3. Today, though, I just wanted to cover some key categories just to kind of get those creative juices flowing and just allow you to really think if you're about to start a new 90 days. Really think about, all right, what do I want to focus on? What are the 3 behaviors, right? Behaviors that I would like to shift, that I would like to change, that I would like to refrain from, or I would like to implement, or I would like to increase, right? So we're taking a look at it, and I just want to go over about a few main categories that you just might consider looking at. All right. And these are the most common categories. And especially if you were just getting started, these are things to reflect on if you're about to jump into a new 90 days. All right. So you might think about physical health. You might consider relationships. You might consider your social self, your social interactions. Okay. You might consider your interpersonal work. You might consider self-care practices. You might consider your financial self, your relationship to money, okay? Your relationship to people, places, things. You might consider your spiritual relationship, okay, to a power greater than yourself. Your spiritual connection to people, to the world that you live in, okay? But there are lots of important parts of self that if you were just starting this journey, they really need attention. They are looking for you to connect. They're looking for you to attune to those parts that just probably through a lifetime of unresolved trauma just haven't gotten the attention that they really need. And the way they scream out for this attention is getting you off track. It's getting you further away from your goals, not closer to them. And that's why we want to take a look at these certain areas of life, okay? These important areas of self, okay? Not one is more important than the other. They all create this wholeness of self. But I just want you to be able to reflect on these certain things. And it's all about, please hear me say this, if you're tuning out, if you're driving down the road, if you're dropping your kids off, whatever's happening, pause it and come back to this, okay? This is all about connection. It is all about connection. It is all about connection to yourself, connection to those parts inside of you, those areas of life, those people you care about, need and depend on you. This is all about connection. It might be you want to focus on your physical self this 90 days. Okay, you can definitely pick 3 things that are going to increase the way you care and connect for your physical body. Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today. So what would an example be there? Maybe I want to focus on my physical health and automate some healthy habits in this next 90 days. So maybe I'm looking at my vitamins and my supplements, and how do I want to ensure that I am engaging with that to connect with my body every single day? Okay, that's a great one. All right, vitamins, supplements. All right. Maybe it's I want to make sure that, I'm going to the dentist. Okay. I want to make it more of an annual goal, but you know what? Check in about it. Like, am I making my appointments a priority? Okay. Am I making my physical self a priority in this 90 days? Track it. Okay. Do I want to move my body more? Okay. Do I want to engage my nervous system in a healthier way? All right. Do I want to get those healthy juices flowing? And what do I want that to look like? For me, it looks like pickleball once a week, and it looks like weights 3 times a week. Okay, trust me, I had to build up to that. That's what it looks like. In pickleball, it's fun, and I definitely go a full-on hour. Weights, not in love with it. I'm not going more than 30 minutes 3 times a week. It's minimal, and it's a massive improvement from where I was when I started to engage, or re-engage, I should say, with an active body movement, practice. But that's about connection to my body. It is about connecting. It's huge. So that's, an example of attuning to the physical self. So that might be one of the categories you choose. You might choose 3 different categories. Of course, it can only be one behavior in those 3. That's fine. So you might look at your interpersonal self, which impacts the relationships around you. So that might look like a gratitude practice. Maybe you're showing up with some resentment and negativity. Well, maybe for 90 days, you want to practice a robust gratitude practice. All right. That's a beautiful choice or selection. Maybe you want to focus on the social aspects of self. Maybe you're feeling disconnected. Maybe you have a tendency to isolate. All right. Let's make that practice. Let's turn it into a daily practice that is going to allow you to connect to self and others. Okay. Maybe you want to focus on finances. Maybe that's one of the things. So maybe in the next 90 days, you want to connect with a financial advisor. Maybe in the next 90 days, every week, you want to put X amount aside or be a little bit more diligent about checking certain things. Okay. Maybe the goal is to build a comprehensive plan around the next 90 days to see if you can get some debt down. Okay. All of these are beautiful. The point is connection, though. It's not about money. Okay. Because that doesn't really give you safety and security. That's an illusion. It's about connecting to a deeper part of yourself. Okay. Because how we interact and relate with things like money and food and basic human needs, it communicates a lot about how we are feeling about ourselves. That's why I put it on the list. It's important. This is a journey of healing and self-discovery, okay? And self-care practices, yes, that's about connecting to self. It's about you know, a lot of us need to schedule or force a meaningful pause, or what we might call a Sabbath, which is to pause, to reflect, to connect, and see that what we have in this moment is good, and it is more than we actually need. Self-care practices allow for that. It could be meditation, it could be yoga, it could be massage, okay? It could be reading, it could be a nap, it can be anything that brings you back into yourself and gives you rest and renewal. And even if it's just for 5 minutes, keeps you in that present moment where you are forced to see that it is good and it is abundant and it is all you need and that you are okay. All right. Sometimes we got to schedule it. Sometimes we have to force it. And this journal, if that's something that you're putting on, you know, choosing for one behavior for the next 90 days, you're going to learn, you're going to notice, you're going to see how it feels to make that connection with self and with the Sabbath. It's very challenging in this world, you know, putting that phone away, not so easy, but you're going to learn so much. And maybe that is part of what you decide to do. It's like, okay, so it's not always adding things in. Sometimes it's taking something away or minimizing. So maybe you minimize screen time. Maybe you're more intentional about at least watching it so that you are aware and you're able to inventory where your time is going. That's huge. Time, time management, your relationship to time, just like finances and food and things of that nature. We want to take inventory of it, and we want to have a healthy relationship to it and connection to all those parts of ourselves. And that leads me to spiritual self. You know, we all have that spiritual self that craves on such a deep level attention and attunement, and it has deep needs rooted in it. I think that's part of our design. And let's, you know, maybe for the next 90 days, you decide that maybe that's what's lacking, okay? Or that's something that you would like to engage in on a more regular basis. And you get to decide what that looks like. You get to say, yeah, I really feel connected when I'm in nature. Go do it. What does that look like for the next 90 days? Does that mean once a week you're sitting 30 minutes in the park? Does that mean every day for 10 minutes you're taking your shoes off and walking in the grass, even if it's just one little plot of grass? Side doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It matters that you're willing to show up for yourself and make that connection in the now. That is what matters. And that's what we are hoping that you will engage with on a day-to-day basis as you engage in your plan to recover mini journal. Okay. And as you move into your daily journaling practice, which is part of the mini journal, every single day you're reflecting back and tracking and paying attention to these behaviors. Okay. And I just want to add one more thing. When you are sitting in this and when you're inventorying and you're looking at these different categories and you're, you know, willing to honor all the parts of self, be willing to look honestly at the barriers to achieving this, because sometimes we first have to remove or minimize the barriers before we can actually do deeper level work. So if there is something that is a barrier to you achieving physical health, relational health, social health, financial health, any of these things, please be willing to honestly look at that, okay? Because if I am trying to really look at my physical health, but I am unwilling to look at the amount of alcohol I consume, this is just an example, we have to be honest that we're not really going to achieve our health goals long term. Yes, please do look at the behaviors that you are willing to address, but also be honest enough to say, at some point, I'm going to have to look at these other things to meet that optimal goal and potential and really get that full-on connection, okay? And that, you know, rebirth, that authenticity, okay? So I hope that you will choose to engage with our Plan to Recover mini journal. And if you're interested, go to Amazon. You can either, you know, go to the search bar and put in Andrea Epting, EPTING, or you can just put in the Plan to Recover mini journal, Journal for Recovery and Self-Discovery, and we'd love to engage with you about it. So if you're interested, if you're curious, if you're on the fence, if you're already engaging with the journal, we really want to hear from you. So send us a direct message, send us an email, but definitely let us know how we can better serve you, because that's why I'm sitting here in this moment right now. I am sitting here because I have a deep desire to serve you on a deeper level, not just through this podcast, which I hope you're getting so much out of, but let's go deeper. Let's go deeper together. Okay. Remembering it's about connection. Thanks so much. And we will see you next time. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great. iBuyDirect has you covered too, with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.